In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. And best peace and blessings be upon our Master Prophet Muhammad and his household members and companions. We're doing some commentary on the chapter of thunder. Almighty Allah is addressing the Prophet, peace be upon him, in his struggle against the disbelievers. His objective was, O Lord, you are my goal and pleasing you is my aim. Almighty Allah says that the disbelievers say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? Almighty Allah commanded his Prophet not to respond to them, because the one who is seeing and watching the sun clear in the sky will not benefit from any sign. He said to his Prophet, you are only a warner, and to every people there is a guide. There are some people who do not believe unless they see by their own eyes, but such people will not benefit from faith if they believe only if they see. As Pharaoh, when he was overwhelmed with the flood, he said, I believe that there's no God except him whom the children of Israel believe in. I'm of those who submit to Allah's will. But it was too late. The angels said to him, now you believe while you refused to believe before, and you were one of the evildoers. It is too late. But a little while before were you in rebellion, and you did mischief. You did mischief and violence. So this day we will deliver your body out from the sea, that you may be a sign to others, a sign to those who come after you. So Almighty Allah is telling his Prophet to leave those people who rejected his message, because they will not escape from the punishment of Allah in the earth. And there are many people before them, and they were stronger from them, yet Almighty Allah destroyed them for their disbelief. Then Almighty Allah says, Allah knows what every female bears and by how much the wombs fall short or exceed. This is an address from Almighty Allah to those people who rejected the truth, telling them, know that Allah knows your secret and overt things. He knows what your breasts conceal. He knows what every female bears, whether this female is a human being or an animal or any other living thing. So the one who knows what are or what they're in the wombs, whether they're black or white, whether they're happy or unhappy, does not he know your behavior? Does he not know your deeds, your intentions? Does not he know whether you are stubborn and rejecting the truth or not? So when Allah is telling you that I know everything, this means my punishment or my grip will be severe if you reject the truth, if you reject my message. So when you are alone, when you are alone and secluded from people, remember that Allah knows what every female bears, and He knows what the wombs, or how much the wombs fall short of their time or number or exceed. When the womb expands or shrinks, it is known by Allah. So He knows the hidden things, the things that you cannot see. So does not He know the apparent things? So fear Allah, be careful of your duty towards Him. He's watching you, He's observing you. Some of the poets in the past used their poetry to educate people, to discipline people and awaken their minds, to teach good morals and noble goals and sublime manners and morals. One of the poets said, if you are alone one time or sometimes, never say I'm alone. If you want to steal, to commit adultery, to kill, to murder, to do sins, if there is no police, if there are no witnesses, remember that you are not alone. Remember that Allah is watching you. Never say I'm alone. Say that there is an observer, there is a watcher over me. Don't you see that today, or days in general, are running fast, and this life is going fast, and today, tomorrow is so close to us. That's why Almighty Allah says, fear Allah and keep your duty to Him, and let every person consider what He has sent forth for the morrow, for the day of judgment. This poet continues saying, never think that Allah is unaware of you even for one second, and never think that you can conceal or you can't hide things from Him. You can hide things from people, but you can never hide anything from Allah. So your life is going fast, it will end. Do not be deceived by what you own. All this is a kind of foam, as Almighty Allah says. As for the foam, it passes away as scum upon the banks, while that which is for the good of people remains in the earth. So fear Allah and consider what you have prepared for the day of judgment. So Allah knows what every female bears, whether a male or a female, whether a black baby or a white one, whether short or tall, whether a smart or stupid. He knows his size, He knows his components, and He knows the wombs when they expand and when they shrink. And everything with Him is in due proportion. All is perfectly measured by Him. When the baby in his mother's womb, it is known by Allah. When a woman is not pregnant, then her menstrual period comes, and once she is pregnant and once she conceived, the menstrual period will end. So when there's no pregnancy, this blood will go out when there's no pregnancy, this blood will leave the body because it's full of toxins and germs and microbes. So it is a kind of bloodletting and cupping to the women every month. But when she conceives or she becomes pregnant, the baby will be nourished from this blood through the umbilical cord. And Almighty Allah causes the glands in the breasts to produce milk. And that blood will be transformed into milk. And this milk concentration and its nutritional value will increase as the baby gets older. So the baby who is 1 month old will have a different milk from that whose age is 1 year. So who is controlling this? And who is increasing the concentration of milk with the passing of time? When you eat sugar, for example, how is it being digested? It is being digested by insulin. Almighty Allah has provided your body with a system or with a tool which is the pancreas that produces the insulin, which helps your body to use the food that you eat by allowing sugar to be used for energy. Also, if we look at your mouth, for example, Almighty Allah provided you with salivary glands. If these glands produces the saliva more than needed, then your mouth will water and you will drool and slobber all the time. And if it is decreases, then your mouth will dry up and you will not be able to swallow food. Look at your teeth. Your teeth are so even and perfectly designed that you can hold a thin thread with them. So who made all these designs? Who created all this or all these systems? Who made your legs equal? And if one leg is a bit taller than the other, you will become lame. In your stomach, we have digestive juices that digest food. Also, if you look at your eyes, you have the tears. If it was not for the tears, then your eyes will be eaten away by your eyelids because of the continuous friction of the eyelids. Who is maintaining these systems and who is upkeeping them? Now, if you have a car and you make maintenance for it, you might need to make maintenance after some time. Who is maintaining your body, the systems of your body? It is Allah, and everything with Him is in due proportion. Every single thing is before His sight and perfectly measured. So He knows what is hidden and what is apparent from you. There is nothing called unseen for Him. Everything for Him is apparent.
Nothing could be hidden from his sight or from his knowledge. Almighty Allah says in another verse, addressing people, whatever you may be doing, whatever action you are doing, whatever portion you may be reciting from the Quran, and whatever deed you may be doing, good or evil, we are witness thereof. Any deed, whether you are proud of or ashamed of. So when you are doing it, Almighty Allah witnesses this. And nothing is hidden from your Lord, so much as the weight of an atom or small ant. So He is all hearing, all seeing. So have you not felt ashamed that He is watching you sinning and committing sins? Have you considered or remembered that one day you will stand before Him for account and reckoning? Now you can watch some people's actions on TV. So what will your position be on the Day of Judgment when Allah shows you your actions and when He gives you the record of your deeds and tells you or tell you read your actions and deeds? Where will you be? With the good ones or the evil ones? With those who were favored by Allah or those who incurred Allah's wrath? So may Allah grant us the understanding of Islam, the true understanding of Islam, which is a true understanding of the Quran and following its commands and teachings and attending the lectures that educate you about Islam and that purify your soul. So whatever you may be doing and whatever portion you may be receiving or reciting from the Quran and whatever you may be doing, good or evil, Allah is witnessing you. Then Allah says, and nothing is hidden from your Lord so much as the weight of an atom on the earth or in heaven. Not even what is less than that or what is greater than that. And all is written in a clear record. Each day and every day, reports of your deeds are being raised daily to heaven. So there are angels who are taking turns day and night. If you know that there's an intelligence agent following you and watching you, will you do anything which is anti-government? If a driver knows that the police officer is behind him, will he break the law? No. So what about Allah's intelligence? Almighty Allah is with you everywhere with His knowledge. In your dissolute nights or other nights, when you are angry and when you are pleased, at all your conditions, He is watching you. How dare you appear in a way that displeases Allah? Oh, Muslim women or men, how dare that, or how dare you do that, and you know that your deeds will be shown to Allah. And Almighty Allah might punish you in this world before the hereafter. So He knows the seen and the unseen. What is hidden from people, He knows it. What you do behind people or without people seeing you is known by Him. He's the greatest. You fear a police officer and you fear the Minister of Interior, for example. So what about Almighty Allah, who is the greatest? If He is of no awesomeness in your heart, if he has no great position in your heart, then you are unsuccessful. And you will be unsuccessful. If you underestimate him, if you don't care about his warning and about his book, then on the day of judgment you will receive the retribution of your deeds. When they drag you into the fire on your face, you will remember, because you will be treated with the same way you treat his religion. And as you sow, so will you reap. Almighty Allah is reminding you in the Holy Quran, telling you, were you not a drop of sperm poured forth, a sperm in the semen, or the semen contains hundreds of millions of sperms? So he made you a great person. He created you in the best of molds, and he favored you with the bounties of hearing, sight, and countless favors and bounties. Then after that, you forget him. He warns you, saying, do not be like those who forgot Allah. Those are the rebellious, the disobedient ones. So there are many Muslims who are unaware of their religion, who do not care. So Almighty Allah is the most great, the most high, the high exalted above all his creatures. He's the most strong. So people are ignorant, but Almighty Allah is all knowledgeable. People are limited in power, but Almighty Allah is limitless in power. May Allah guide us and give us success in knowing Him, knowing His attributes, knowing His characteristics, and may He make His light insert or enter our hearts and fill our existence. Then Almighty Allah says about His knowledge that it is comprehensive. He says, clarifying how comprehensive His knowledge is. He said in that verse that He is the knower or all-knowing of the seen world and the unseen world. He also knows your affairs. It is the same to Him whether any of you conceal His speech or her speech or declare it openly. He knows your speech, whether you say it out or aloud, or whether you conceal it, whether you conceal it in your chest, or whether you conceal it or speak it to a person close to you in a very low voice. Does He not know what He created? Should not He who created know? The one who created you knows everything about you. He knows what is in the breasts of people. He knows the secrets of your hearts. So be merciful with yourself, O Muslim man and woman. Do not appear as a rude person before the sight of Allah. This will not benefit you. This will not save you. This will not benefit you. Let us all repent to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness, not only before people, not to parade or to show off our deeds before people. We should repent to Allah only for Allah, for ourselves interests, for our own interest, for our future, for our eternal future, even for our happiness in this world and in the hereafter. So if you are a truthful person, Almighty Allah will support you. And the one who is supported by Allah will never be humiliated. And if you are not supporting his religion, he will never support you. To support his religion, you have to have a mentor, a teacher who will teach you his religion. If you are with Allah in love, in support, Allah will never let you down. When the Arabs obeyed Allah and supported his religion, Almighty Allah raised them to a great position. Now the Arabs, unfortunately, are away from Allah's religion and away from Allah's book. And that's why they are humiliated now. They are being humiliated, and they are being in the or among the developing countries, not the developed countries. And even some of the officials in our country told me that we are among the leading countries, not the developing countries. What about the Arab countries at the time of Caliph Umar? They were among the developed and the great countries. Islam commands you to seek all beneficial knowledge. It is obligatory on every Muslim to seek all beneficial knowledge, everyone according to his or her ability. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says, seeking knowledge is an obligatory on every Muslim, man and woman. So it is obligation or an obligation on you to seek every beneficial knowledge. So it is the same law, whether you conceal your speech or declare it openly. Both are the same for him, whether you speak in secret or in public. He hears and sees the creeping of a black ant on a smooth rock during a very dark night. This is Almighty God. This is Almighty Allah. So do you really understand this? Do you really know this and believe in this? When you want to speak something, do you know this? Do you feel that he's watching you? And if you conceal this word, do you really believe that he's watching you, knowing you? If you backbite others, if you gossip, if you plot against others, if you deceive, do you really believe that he's watching you? Do you really believe in this verse? If you delude against others, if you plot against others, a mother and her daughter-in-law, a briber and the bribed, a worker and a boss, are they all believing really in this verse? Are they treating one another in a way that tells that they really believe in this verse? So you should feel ashamed to have Allah see you do anything that is displeasing to Him. I pray Almighty Allah to make us of those who listen the speech and listen the words and follow the best meanings of them, and we hope to continue next lecture. And may Allah send more blessings and praise the position of Prophet Muhammad and his household members and companions, and all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. Thank you.